Welcome to the Cloak and Swagger podcast.
I'm Karel.
I'm Abba.
And today's episode is going to be another theme.
A themed episode on a rather controversial topic.
Hopefully it's going to relate to some of you out there, and it might even relate to the two people sitting behind this microphone.
Oh, hello. The question is...
I'm looking at you, Abba.
Looking at me? I'm looking at you.
Okay.
I'm looking at you.
It's going to be one of those, is it?
This is a topic that's almost too big to tackle in one humble episode. But this will be volume one. Maybe we'll return to it in future.
Okay.
We're going to start it off just with the question. The question on everyone's lips.
It's the question that drives us.
How do you know if you're a hipster?
How do you know?
I am not sure.
How do you know?
I have a small backpack.
Okay. Kids have small backpacks.
But I'm not a child. Does that make me a hipster?
Probably, I don't know. Depends what you're putting in it.
I've swapped rice for quinoa in most of my meals. Does that make me a hipster?
I know that you love rice.
I do love rice.
That so white rice.
That's saying a lot. The whiter the better. Like my men. No, but seriously, I don't know. And it's a word that, you know, it's filled with hatred in some quarters. Now,
it's a loaded term, isn't it?
I'm not sure I've got an opinion on this movement myself just yet. And this is why I think it's all that more important to really know whether or not we are, in fact, hipsters. Or are you, dear listeners, hipsters? Are we?
Who cares if we are? Maybe. Let's get to that stuff later on. Maybe there's a pill we could take to not be hipsters. Or maybe we want to embrace it.
Maybe we want to be more hipster.
Maybe we should not be hipster enough.
Maybe I want to put the hip in hipster.
Oof.
Or you can put the stir in the hips.
Stirs.
There we go.
We're stirring it up.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's about time we crack on with another song. Thank you. Hipsters on food. In this section, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things. One of yours as well. Eating and food and cooking and eating it and loving it.
And particularly the hipster attitude to food. How do you know if you're a hipster when it comes to food? Movements around eating habits kind of come up from like TV and the things that we consume.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're thinking about how do hipsters get their food trends?
Well, yeah, not even like how you get them, but just the fact that they kind of like, it's not just about eating anymore, like burgers taste good, let's eat a burger. Burritos taste good, let's eat a burrito. Now it's like, the world's resources are depleting, let's eat kale. Let's go vegan.
Yeah.
Let's not have dairy. I don't know. Like, this girl in my office went vegetarian after watching Cowspiracy.
It does happen. I've heard a lot of my friends also talking about changing their diets, pretty much linked to the documentary they watched on Netflix or somewhere else.
Well, there we go. So Netflix and what your friends watch could potentially determine what you eat and how you eat it.
You know what I'm going to call this? I'm going to call this the documentary diet.
Documentary diet.
Getting your diet from the documentaries you watch.
To be honest, after Blackfish, I was a bit nervous about eating sushi, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. I don't think they're different types of... I think they're different types of fish.
No, I know, but I just... Fishes have emotions.
Well, fishes have feelings.
Man.
Fishes have feelings.
Blackfish was really traumatic.
Yeah. That was really sad.
Exactly. It made me look at fish in a new light. It really did. When the whales were, like, separated from their moms and, like... you know, crying. Whale crying.
Oh, I didn't quite catch that. Could you do that?
Surely you've seen a documentary that's made you question what you eat.
Yeah, to be honest, it did go the other way. To be fair, I was probably maybe 20 when Super Size Me came out.
Super Size Me.
And I never had a Super Size meal. And I remember, because they banned it, I remember thinking, I'm never going to get to try one. I'm never going to get to have a Super Size meal. This documentary has actually made my life worse.
Oh my God.
Because I'm never going to get to try that. Because I was like, how big are the fries? That's what I want. I understand the drink's going to be like a litre.
Yeah, probably.
But how many fries?
Why don't
you
just buy two Big Mac meals and stack
the burgers
and mix
it? I want the ones in the packaging.
So in that case, it made you want it more. So that would be like you watching Cowspiracy and going, I want a steak. Keep on keeping on. My vote on am I a hipster when it comes to food is a yes.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that.
And you know what? I'm happy to still eat the fast food. I'm still happy to eat the bad stuff.
Do you know what? I'm
happy to take both sides of this. I will eat both plates.
I like this. I am both not hipster and hipster when it comes to eating.
That's it.
Pound it. Waiting for the re-up. I can't get enough. And I'm already better.
Waiting for the real. It's been far too long. I wanna be your lover. What are you waiting for? I wanna be your lover.
Hipsters on transport. So this, I feel, is going to be a very hotly debated topic.
I'm thinking so too.
Because one of the most easy ways to identify whether or not someone is a hipster is by the method of transportation they use, their preferred method of transport.
Okay.
Now, we live in London, so this is going to be mainly London themed, but I feel like lots of these hipster modes of transport are universal.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, they're in other cities too. Obviously, the obvious one that comes up, cycling, specifically fixed speed bikes.
Okay, fixie bikes are cool. Yeah,
there you go. Thank you. I was using the scientific term.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yes. I like to keep the podcast professional. And also alternative types of bicycles, vintage types of bicycles. I'm talking the penny farthing, okay? The unicycle, any other kind of dated vintage. The more impractical, the better, I feel.
Okay.
The more ironically you're doing something, almost the more hipster it becomes. Do you see where I'm going with this? Because, like, you use transport to get from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a hipster, you don't need to go from A to B the quickest possible way. You want to go there in the most, I guess, unusual sort of way.
Mm. You know, it's saying something about your purpose. It's a statement.
You know, there's a reason why the penny farthing is no longer the preferred type of bike, but it looks cool.
When did they ever think massive wheel at the front, yeah, small wheel at the back? When did they ever, like, because they obviously had to make, they, two wheels, right? They, yeah, made, like, these are one massive one. Like, the machine would have to be like, they'd have one massive machine to make this one and then a tiny one. And no one was like, what, we just have two normal sized wheels?
Well, no, because
why was it so big?
The man of the past was like, I must be high on the wheel and look down on everyone else.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Ah. Maybe there's a lot of likes.
And it was also because, you know, back then it was all about industry, capitalism. It's like, we're not just going to make a bike and sell it. We're going to make the ladder that you need to get on the bike and sell that too.
Got it.
Because how did you get onto the seat of your penny farthing?
So I think you have to go up the back wheel.
Or did you, like, catapult yourself on? Oof. Was it almost like, you know, the high jump event, Sports Day? The little run, and then you stick the stick in the ground and you propel yourself forward onto the seat.
That is not going to be good for anyone's gonads.
No.
Ouchie.
That is so true.
That's going to hurt.
But yeah, like, if you ride any of those types of bikes,
yep,
you probably are a hipster. What do you think is the most hipster form of transport available now?
Ooh, I personally think, I don't think they're hipster because I think they're way too whack. The hoverboardy, bikey, wheelie things. They are mega shit.
As made popular by Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, and you got taken down at, like, LAX, yeah, right? No one cool.
What's that wrong with walking?
I mean, if they're just so lame. And the people on them are, like, vaping.
It's true, they're vaping. There's a vape.
There's, like, the Venn diagram. Okay, we've got vapors.
And they need to go somewhere.
How are we going to set hoverboards? Bam.
They're probably charged in the same port.
Yeah.
That's so funny, though. There's definitely a strong correlation. Do you know why it's funny? Because the first time I saw one, it was the one that's, like, one wheel with, like, two spokes sticking out either end. And I was sitting on this bench somewhere near St. Paul's, and this car just, like, zips past me, and I was like, whoa.
Future.
It's like a one-wheeled Segway. That's cool. I want in. But then suddenly it just hit critical mass. And it was like the ones that were like the, you know, Back to the Future kind of style, like just standing on it, slightly above the ground. You know, they did. Why are you looking?
I'm looking at you because so Abba and I have this thing where she can't drive for shit, right? So for a couple of years ago, we went go-karting. And she just wasn't very good at go-karting. And I was just thinking, I want to see you on one of these. I would love to see you on a hoverboard.
I would handle myself.
I mean, because they do rock. You've got to be careful. Yeah, you're going to fall off. You might fall off a couple of times.
Yeah, I've got good core strength.
I want to see this.
No, but, you know, that one became the big one that then hit critical mass. And like you were saying, there were never cool people on them. There were either guys that, to be honest, looked a bit like you could buy drugs off them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a good way for drug dealers to get around.
Maybe. No license plate, so
can't zipping around.
Can't tag them. Like you said, like vapors and stuff. But, you know, they're just also very rarely women on them slash girls.
That's what you, maybe you could be the one to turn it around.
No, but we've just established they're not cool, so I'm not going to be seen on one of those.
You can make it cool. Yeah, the kind of bloke that has a shape up. He's got like
there
his,
you go.
Know, that kind of
two
dude.
Lines in his eyebrow.
Ooh, I kind of thought I could pull off a two iron.
Don't do that.
Okay, I won't do that.
Yeah. So
really,
okay.
I couldn't do that.
Well,
just too little.
I mean,
edgy.
I mean, like, is that in a throwback kind of thing?
Just like I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Okay. Come on.
The whole of the day, some blown and waste, up to try to control the fate. We all share the same sky, and one day all float away. We love to hate each other, love kills, drugs spill, rearrange the map. That's why my face is backwards. I'm living in a place of madness. I try to keep a good mind. It's hard though, it's assholes, come flows, should write. Being Ferraris, and I'm pushed by. As long as I stick with them, get there in good time. I might feel like I've done this all before, but after all, can't run before you've crawled. Another life's another life, 100 more, everlasting. Death's never knocking on the door. Reality's a dream world, and that there is the tragedy. Triple optics, pray for all my family. Called and left messages, but no one's gone back to me. I wonder where my days will go. Should I speed up, or just take it slow? Not let my world take control, or I control my world. Only me, beyond this flesh, a vacant soul. Just keep striving, young man. Pedal hard, and one day you'll be driving, young man. This world will get brighter, young man. Till then, do your best to just survive, young man.
Hipsters on dating.
Dating. We did a dating last week.
We did that.
It's a big topic. At the end of the day, we came about, as in humans born, that is, from dating process.
Wow.
Dating breeds love. Love breeds sex. Sex breeds babies. Spoiler alert. So
that's how it works.
It is how it works. But I want to kind of put this into the hipster context, okay? Because we've been talking a lot about hipsters, what it means to be a hipster, what makes you a hipster, and I'm saying, is hipster so exclusive and so tribal that you might consider someone an inappropriate date on the basis of what they wear, or what they do, or where they eat? I'm going to throw a question to you, Mr. Single Man.
Okay.
Since you've been dating.
Hit me up.
She is on zero social media channels.
Ooh, zero footprint. I probably...
And she doesn't have an email address.
She hasn't got an email address.
Okay, do you know what? That one's just...
too much.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got the email.
She has got an
email. She's got email addresses. I think probably that would be quite good if she didn't have any social media footprint. However, one of the things I did think about with hipsters is, have you seen this trend now for like couple Instagrams?
Ooh.
Have you seen this?
I do. I know of a couple that have one. It's vom inducing. I'm not
gonna lie. And like some couples just look insane. They're like,
like those couples ads.
Yeah, like the couples,
like,
right?
Styled up, and you're exactly. Who are you?
That's so true, actually. The couples ads came out a couple of years ago, and now you've got them on social media doing the same, mm-hmm. like those people, right? And obviously, anyone who's single or in a relationship goes to them, who are you? Who has that life?
Exactly.
Where are the, like, arguments, pizzas in bed, and stuff like that?
Yeah,
just
you
like,
put that on Instagram, though.
Yeah, that's one. Oh, imagine that, the other side.
Yeah, exactly. The other side. The real shit.
Really. So, actually, I'm going to say no. Because
no. You can't
stalk
her, attack her, and stuff.
What? I couldn't stalk
because
her.
Because you can't stalk her or attack her.
I can't
her and
stalk
stuff.
Her. Then because we wouldn't be able to start a couple Instagram and be cool.
Oh, okay, that's lame. Now that's what I call hipster. So guys, we've taken you through three topics: transport, food, and dating.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you will now know whether you or anyone around you is a hipster when it comes to those things. I'm looking at you because there is now no doubt in my mind that you're a flaky little hipster man.
It's probably a product of the fucking fact that we are so mass everything.
Yes.
That the people who make companies, make trends, all this stuff, look at people like hipsters to inform their decisions and then sell part of that They mass market it and sell it out. So hipsters, really, they're just doing their thing. They're being true to themselves.
They're being
plagiarized. It's the rest of the machine that's taking a little bit of what that was cool about and then saying, oh, okay, great. Let's sell that to everyone.
Don't hate the hipsters. Hate the game. Don't forget that if you want to know what songs we played, all you have to do is like the Facebook page because we put all the tracks on there, or scroll down to the SoundCloud information. Also, if you haven't clicked follow yet,
I'd recommend it because we're here every other Sunday and this is pretty much the level of quality you can expect from us.
It potentially may get higher.
Potentially. Would you not want to see that potential?
We're high potential people.
Exactly. Speculate with us. This stock could rise.
Spectate and speculate with Abba and Carell.
Hey.
Every other Sunday.